Rosh Shustra Ishkayel Shlita, Rosh Shustra Berkowitz, thank you for the opportunity and for arranging everything. So, disclaimer, there is food, there will be food, as the American custom is. We're going to break for a 7th inning stretch for food, and then we'll conclude with the grand finale, Bezus Hashem. So, if you want to leave by the 7th inning, you're welcome to leave. You can take your food and go. If you want to stick around for the bottom of the 9th and see how things turn out, you're welcome to stay to the bitter end. So by Chassidim, we wish everybody on Purim Katan, we say a Freilich and Tamid. A Freilich and Tamid means a happy, a joyous Tamid, constantly. So what does that mean? Where does that come from? And Be'ez Hashem, tonight we're going to discuss the sugya of Purim Katan. Another disclaimer is that as I was preparing the shir, although again the name of the day today is Purim Katan tonight, which would seem to signify that it's a small day, Purim Katan has ramifications in Dalal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. We're going to focus primarily, Be'ez Hashem, on halachas and aget arachayim. But the sugyas of Yaradea and Chayshmish B'Evin Ezer, which are all fascinating, which relate to Shana Muberes. For example, how a chazakah, we know chazakah is 3 years. What happens if it's a leap year? How do you deal with the extra month? Do you need that month to be included, not to be included? How do you write a shtar in the Shana Muberes? What's a stam adar if a person makes a neder? And he says, Til Rosh Chodesh Adar, which Adar does he mean? If a woman has to wait the Zman Havchana, that's 2 years, if she can't get remarried for a Muberes and Meinekes, does that include the Zman of the Shana Muberes or not? All these halachas are Negeah to Purim Katan and Shana Muberes, but we're going to focus, like we said, primarily on the Sugya of Arachayim. So here we go. The Mishnah on Daf Vav in Megillah tells us as follows. We're familiar conceptually with the idea that 7 out of every 19 years, the Jewish calendar is built a 19-year cycle, 7 out of every 19 years is going to have a leap year. And the basic reason is, Bekitzer, is that since the Pasuk says, Shemar is Chodesh Aviv, we have to make sure that Pesach is in the springtime. So in order to align the 354-day lunar calendar with the 365-day solar calendar, every few years we have to add an extra month, and for various reasons, Chazal tell us it's going to be the last month of the year, and therefore we end up with a double Adar. Now, we're used to a fixed calendar for the past 2,000 and change years. However, as we know, it wasn't always like that. In the Zman Chazal, in the Zman of... until Hillel was misaken the calendar, it was kind of up for grabs exactly which year is going to be Shana Muberes. So therefore, the Mishnah on Daf Vav in Megillah tells us as follows. Karos HaMegillah Ba'Adar Rishon. If they read the Megillah and they thought it was going to be the Adar, and then they turned out in this Abra Shana, then the Bezin decided to impregnate the year, or as we call it a leap year, because the Mishnah Idias tells us that until the end of Adar, we always have the option of extending Adar, meaning making a second Adar. So by the middle of the month, they didn't yet know if they were going to do it or not. They were waiting to see how the crops are going to grow and other things they were cheshbening. But then decided later at the end of the month that it's going to be a leap year. Kari and I said Ba'ad Hasheni. So the first thing the Mishnah tells us is if even though they read the Megillah and Adar Rishon, presumably they had a full-fledged Purim, or the whole 9 yards, nonetheless, they're going to have to do it again. It's a redo in the second Adar. Sounds exciting. The Mishnah says that's not really going to happen to us nowadays because we have a fixed calendar, so we'll know, right? If the first Adar, second Adar. So what do we do in the first Adar? Says the Mishnah, Ein bein Adar Harishon Adar Hasheni. There is no distinction in our calendar between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Ela Kriyas HaMegillah Matanas HaVeinim. Only except from Kriyas HaMegillah Matanas HaVeinim, these two mitzvahs of the day of Purim. What it means to say, the Mishnah is telling us that they're going to be celebrating the second Adar, as we're familiar with what we do. We have Purim in the second Adar, and seemingly from the Pashas HaMishnah is that we don't celebrate the Purim with the Megillah Matanas HaVeinim in the first Adar. But Purim, generally, without those two specifics of Mikra Megillah and Matanas HaVeinim, it sounds like there is some semblance of Purim in Adar Rishon, just we don't celebrate it with the reading of the Megillah and the giving of Matanas HaVeinim. The Gemara goes on, we're not going to have time to work through the whole Gemara, we'll try to paraphrase it. The Gemara goes on to discuss what about other halachas, primarily the halacha of what's called Dalet Parshis. We know before Purim, starting from the beginning of right before Rosh Chodesh Adar, through the month of Adar, we have four special kriyas, Shkolim, Zachar, Parah, and HaChodesh. When do we lay in those? We lay in those corresponding to Adar Rishon or to Adar Sheni. The Gemara brings a Braisa, which discusses a three-way Machlekes. Our Mishnah is pretty clear that there's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni except Mikra Megillah and Matanas HaVeinim. It sounds like everyone agrees that the main Purim for the Mikra Megillah, we'll call it, is going to be Adar Sheni. But the Gemara quotes a Braisa, which says three opinions. Tanakamba says that kol mitzvah shenaheges b'shein, heges b'rishon, chutz u'mikra Megillah. Tanakama says that all the mitzvahs that are going to be practiced and carried out in the second Adar are also carried out in the first Adar, except Mikra Megillah. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yaisi says, you don't read the Megillah in the second Adar. Rather, you read only in the first Adar. So according to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yaisi, right tonight would Mamish be Purim. We're reading the Megillah tonight. And lastly, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, similar to the Tanakhama, that we read it in the second Adar. The Gemara is a technicality. What's the difference here between Shimon Gamliel and Tanakhama? The Gemara says, we're not going to get so stuck in that right now, but again, the Gemara says, Nafkamina is going to be Dalet Parshas. Okay, fast forward. The Gemara at the end says, to focus in on the Machloikis. Again, the middle Shita was Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yaisi, who says we celebrate the first Adar. Purim would be right now, tonight. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Tanakhama say we celebrate the second Adar. The Gemara says, where are they coming from? The Gemara says, towards the bottom where it's underlined, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shnei Mikra Echa Darshu. They darsh in the Pasuk in the Megillah where it says, B'chol Shana V'Shana. Meaning, every single year we have to carry out Purim. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yaisi Savar, B'chol Shana V'Shana. Ma Kol Shana V'Shana Adar HaSambach L'Shvat. Just like every year, in a regular non-leap year, we celebrate Purim in the Adar, which is connected to Shvat. So too, in this leap year, Adar Samach L'Shvat. The first Adar is directly after Shvat, so we're going to celebrate Adar Rishon Purim, just like every year. And therefore, says Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yaisi, Adar Rishon is the real Adar, and let's celebrate Purim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, B'chol Shana V'Shana, meaning, just like every year, Adar Samach L'Nisan, the Adar we celebrate Purim is the Adar because it's connected to Nisan. So too, in a leap year, the second Adar, which is the Adar Samach Nisan, is going to celebrate Purim. Okay, so we have the Machlokes. It's based on a Pasuk. They look at the Pasuk, Chol Shana V'Shana. Which one are we focusing on? Looking at what precedes Adar, or are we looking at what comes after Adar? If we look at what precedes Adar, so an Adar Rishon will be the main Adar because that's connected to Shvat. If we look at what comes after Adar, then that's Adar Samach Nisan. That'll be the second Adar. The Gemara says, the last two, three lines, Bishlam Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yaisi Mistaver Taima. It's more logical, says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yaisi, who says, celebrate Adar Rishon. Why? Dein Mavir Al Mitzvah. We have a principle all over Shas. Anytime we have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, grab it. We don't delay. You want to chop a rind. Reza Makdimi. You want to do the mitzvah right away. So it makes sense. We'll do the mitzvahs of Purim in Adar Rishon. So what's Pshat Rav Shimon Gamliel? Why does Rav Shimon Gamliel say Adar Sheni? Says the Gemara, my time, Amar Rabbi Tavi, time of Rav Shimon Gamliel is because the logic of Mismach Gula L'Gula Adif. We have a concept that we want to put together the two Gulas, the Gula of Purim and the Gula of Pesach. Now let's just explain this on a very elementary level. There's a lot of deep, maybe more machshavot you could say about this, but the basic idea is that since we're celebrating a major geula in Nisan, and we have another yontif of a geula theme in Adar, it's nice to bunch them together. We'll have like a more joyous time. Rashi in Taina says that's why Mishnichas Adar Mar Mesimcha, because we're getting Purim and Pesach together. So there's a concept that we want to have things in a more like similar to idea of Baroivam Hadras Melech. We want to have things in a more festive, together, larger, grandiose way, and therefore we'll do Purim closer to Pesach. Okay, so bottom line, we have this Gemara, and we have the Mishnah telling us there's no distinction between either Rishon and either Sheni except Mikra Megillah Matanas Savyanim. We have the Gemara expanding on it to three Shitas. We're focusing on the idea that two of them are kind of the same, so it really comes down to two Shitas, that the idea is that the first opinion of Blaz Rabbi Yaisi holds Adar Rishon is first, and that's the first opportunity for Purim. Ein Marvin al Mitzvah, Schap Arayin, do everything in Adar Rishon. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who we paskin like, which is like the Tanakhama, that Adar Sheni, because Mismach Gula L'Gula, and therefore we have the concept of Adar Sheni, and Purim is going to be celebrated in Adar Sheni. Okay, that's a summary of the Gemara, and as we know, we go like the Shimon Gamliel. Okay, the Gemara omits and doesn't discuss what about the Mishteh? What about the Sudas Purim? When are we going to celebrate that? Is that going to be celebrated Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? Well, you say, well, we're reading the Megillah. Okay, but does it seem like we completely are ignoring Adar Rishon? There's one point the Gemara forgot to speak out. The Gemara says that everyone agrees that in Adar Rishon, even according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who holds that we celebrate Adar Sheni, he still agrees that in Adar Rishon, Purim Katan is Aser Behesped Ubetainis. We can't eulogize, we can't have a fast day. So there is a Shemetz, there's something of Simcha to it. It's not just a regular Tuesday, a regular day of the calendar. There is something significant to it. We're not celebrating it until we get to Adar Sheni. But there is some essence of the day. There's some semblance of a simcha there if we're not allowing any eulogies and any fast days. So it comes along the Ran in source number two and says, I'm just going to read from the middle where it's underlined there, and it says, V'karav hadavar gamkein Shirai laharbis besudu bidab rishon. The Ran is explaining, without going through all the details, the basic idea is that since we see there's a concept of it's aser behesped betainis, that on Adar Rishon it's aser behesped betainis, you can't have a fast day and you can't do a eulogy on Purim Katan, and therefore follows, says the Ran, that we should have a suda as well. Aval inyan l'shloach hamanis, but to send presents, kivan didom l'matanas avyayinim, says the Ran, that to me is more comparable to matanas avyayinim, to the snai el b'sheni, that's going to be carried out in the second Adar, the second Purim, mashunami da'af in shloach hamanis eni el b'sheni. Okay, so bottom line is the Ran is saying there's a concept, there's an idea to have a suda. Doesn't give a parameter for how much it should be, how big it should be the same, should be smaller. He just says we should have some type of suda on Adar Rishon. And he says, seemingly it's because the idea, like we said, since it's aser behesped b'tainis, so it shows there's some simcha to the day, so if it's a festive occasion, it calls for a meal. Comes along Taisus in source number 3, and says as follows. So he quotes the idea that the Ran says, says V'yesh no'igin lasos yimei mishtav v'simcha ba'arba asar v'chamish asar sa'adar Rishon. Says Taisus, there are those that have that custom. They make a festive meal on the 14th, the 15th day of Adar Rishon. V'riata demasnisa nami mashmakein. Says Taisus, I'll agree that the simple understanding of the Mishnah implies like this. Why? Because the Mishnah said the only thing we don't do in Adar Rishon is mikra megillah matanas avyayinim. The Mishnah omitted talking about the Mishnah. So the simple understanding of the Mishnah would seem to imply that when it comes to Mishteh, it should be applicable to Purim Katan. Skip to Taisa says, however, v'loy nehira, d'arminam b'gemara ha'la inyan hesped v'tayna zevazeh shavin, mechlal de simcha v'mishtah leka. Says Taisa, however, from the Gemara, it seems like not to have a mishtah. Because since the Gemara emphasized only hesped v'tayna you shouldn't have, the Gemara never spoke about mishtah. So therefore, it seems to be the Gemara was only wanted to tell us the negatives, the Sheval Taisa, but never told us what should be any kumba say, what to do, and therefore it says Taisa, it seems to imply that there is nothing to do. Just relax on the day, but you don't have to have a mishteh. And Taisa concludes, V'chein halacha, she'ein tzarech lahach melasa is mishteh v'simcha b'ad rishon. You do not have to be such a machmir guy, you don't have to be such a frumi, and you don't have to have a mishteh and a simcha on Adar Rishon. So let's recap. We have the concept of from the Mishnah, from the Gemara, that's the idea of 2 months of Adar. We have what we call Purim Katan. The Gemara codifies, according to everybody, Purim Katan is aser behesped ubetainis. And the Shaila is, should you celebrate it or not? The one opinion, the Gemara Blaz Rabbi Yossi says you should celebrate full-fledged Purim on Adar Rishon. The Gemara says we pass like a Shimon Gamliel, and therefore the Mikra Megillah Matanas Avin. We're going to be in Purim Katan, but again it's aser behesped ubetainis. Then we had a Machlokes Ran and Taisus. What comes out Lamaisa? What do we do on Purim Katan? According to the Ran, there's still an idea to have a Mishteh. Taisus says I see where the Ran's coming from. The Mishnah sounds like that, but since the Gemara doesn't support it, the Gemara just says it's only aser behesped b'tainis, says Taisa, I see no reason to support such a custom, and don't be machmer, have no party. Okay, don't go away. Says the Tashbitz. Tashbitz is a later Rishon, and the Tashbitz is in the larger print, and as it goes along, you'll see it gets a smaller print. That's the Haggah in the Tashbitz from Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz is one of the Balei HaTosfos. So I'll just paraphrase the idea of the Tashbitz. Tashbitz was asked, what about Tainus Esther? We know the day before Purim is Tainus Esther. What about Tainus Esther Katan? Maybe we should have had like a quasi-fast today. You know, eat, stop for an hour, eat, stop for an hour. I don't know, however you have half a fast day. You know, that concept, do you have such a thing or not? He says, no, we don't have such a concept like that. And he says, we only have a little bit of idea of Purim Katan is just to be Aser Behesped B'Tainus. And then he says, where the brackets start, halfway towards the bottom of the right column, where I underline it, it says, Miu kfar nogu rabbeseinu lasais purim ba'ad rishon. Aber lemaisa, says Rabbeinu Peretz, the custom already is to do a celebration on Adar Rishon and Purim Katan. L'inyan achila v'shti av lasais suda gedoyla. Says the minig of many great rabbis is to make a great meal today. Midatanan, because again, the simple reading of the Mishnah is Ein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, which is the way Taisus started off saying that the simple reading of the Mishnah seems to imply that there is room for a Mishnah and Simcha, because the Mishnah only said no Megillah, no Matanas Avyayinim. So again, Rabbeinu Peretz is supporting the first understanding of Taisus that there is reason to have Mishnah and Simcha. And you skip to the left column over there. It says V'diktku Rabbi Seinu Shebedoras Achrayinim, the later Rabbanim. He says, Mamish Punkfa Keret. Since the Gemara says, don't have a Hesped B'Tainis, that's a code word to tell us, so increase the party. What do you think you're going to do? Just not go to a funeral chapel? I mean, that's not necessarily a day to be besimcha. Baruch Hashem is not Levayas every day. So where's the Simcha? Therefore, Rabbi Seinu said, you got to have a party. It's got to be comparable to Purim and Adar Sheni. Now he says, one of the Gedolei HaRishayim, Rabbi Nechiel Miparis, who's one of the Balei HaTaisis, who's quoted numerous times throughout the Rishayim of making various takanas, and he was, his custom was, he had a big full-fledged party on a Purim Katan. He didn't party alone. He invited his friends and his colleagues to join him. So he concludes that there was a big party, but it wasn't that big. I don't know exactly what that means. Maybe they just left out the kreplach. They left something out to minimize the suda, but there was something big, but it wasn't that big. Okay, so we had Taisus who said, don't be machmir. We have the Ran saying, shav a suda. We have Rabbeinu Peretz telling us, bottom line, the Rishayim had a suda, he says. Diktiku Rabbi Seinu. He said, Kfar Nogu Rabbi Seinu. This was the custom. Rabbeinu Chil Meir Pariz had a big party in his house. He invited everybody. It sounds like this is the way to go. So let's skip a few centuries and go to the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us in source number 5, which our Frank quoted briefly before, in the last siman in Aruch Chaim, Tuf Reish Sadi Zayin, 697, the Mechaber tells us as follows. Yom Yudal V'tezvav Sheba Adar Rishayin on Purim and Shushan Purim in the first month of Adar, Ein Neufel Apanayim. We don't do Tachanun. Ve'ein Oimim Mizmar Yan Hashem B'yayin Tzor. We don't say Lamnatzeach between Ashrei and Voltzian tomorrow. So for some people, that's already a reason for a yontif, right? This is one of the joys of a frum Jew, right? And every time there's no tachanun, all of a sudden everyone smiles in shul. And that's just the way it is, right? So for some reason, that's the first level of simcha. V'asurim behesped ubetainis, like the Gemara said, it's usher to have a eulogy and to fast. Aval shar dvarim ein noigin behem. But other things like mikra megillah, etc., we don't have to do. The Yesh Ayrim says the Shulchan Aruch, Af behesped v'tainis mutarim. It's another shita which we didn't go through, the summary shayim hold. Even you can have a eulogy and you can even have a fast day on Purim Katan. Okay, so it's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Comes along the Ramah, Hagah, v'aminik isfar rishayna, which is not such a chiddush because the rule in Shulchan Aruch always is, anytime it's a stam, v'achakach Yesh Ayrim, the klali apsak in Shulchan Aruch is, we always pass like the first shita. So the Ramah is telling us not only do we pass like the first year, that's also the minig, and therefore it's going to be aser, hesped, v'tainis, and we don't say tachanun. Now says the Ramah, yeshayim rim, shechayiv laharbis, v'mishna v'simcha b'yidal shabad arisha. And some say that we're mechuyiv, chiyiv, to have an increase of a mishna and a simcha on Purim Katan. V'ein noyigin kain, says the Ramah. So even though some say this is a chiyiv, down, now we have a down, the Ramah says it's not the minig. Mikol makayim, nonetheless, Yarbik tzas besuda, you should have something. Kidei lotzeis dea machmir, right? Not like Taisa said. Taisa says, don't be machmir. Comes along the Ramah and says, no, you should do something to be yaitse dea machmir. Concludes the Ramah on the pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Tezvav, v'toiv leiv mishte tamid. Literally, that means someone of a joyous heart will constantly be by a mishte. Sounds like a nice excuse for a party. So again, what happened over here? There was a ping pong here. We had the Shulchan Aruch telling us that the halacha is no tachanun, no hesped. Some say you can even have a hesped. Okay, comes along the Ramah and says, we pass in like the first day, no tachanun, no hesped. What about mishtav v'simcha? The Shulchan Aruch said nothing about a party. Says the Ramah, some say there's a chiyuv. But really, the minig is not to have a chiyuv. But we should be machmir and have a suda. So you see, there's a lot of that. We're going back and forth. We're playing ping pong here, back and forth, what to do. Comes along the Taz over there on the side, a nice base, and says, mikol malkam yarbik tzas besuda. B'hagah, in the Haggah and the Tashbis, which we just saw in the up above in source number 4, Kufayin Ches Kasav Deish Taharbis, Rabbein Echimi Pariz, Rogel Harbis, Lahazim Bde Adam, Kimashmai Sloshan Mishnah, Ein Bein Adar Vechule. And therefore, says the Taz, that's Pshat in the Ramah, when he says, Vashaprasim Ramah Khan, Vitoivlev Mishnah Tom. It says the Taz, why is the Ramah ending off like on this, like, you know, cryptic pasuk, which is just a reason to have a party always? It doesn't mean to always have a party. He means like the Rabbein Echimi Pariz. Like it is an idea to be Machmir, to have this Suda, and therefore the Ramah is promoting the minig and saying it's a good idea to have a suda. Okay, so if you leave now, we're almost up to seventh inning stretch, but if you leave right now, it sounds like it's a good idea. The Ramah, where we go, where most of us are B'nai Ashkenaz, even if you're not B'nai Ashkenaz, for this we could we'll let you join the Ashkenazim, and we'll say that Toiv Lev Mishta Tamid, and therefore there's a good excuse to party on Purim Katan. Comes along the Sfas Emes and pulls the emergency brake. Zok the Hedegah Sfas Emes on Masechtas Megillah. He's going on that Tisus which we saw before. And he says, I'll call in the middle there, where it says, he says like this. How does Tisus know? Tisus is deek in the Mishnah, he's questioning, and he says it's gonna come out. We can't go through the whole thing because we got a break in a minute for the food, but he says it's gonna be a problem because if you're gonna fulfill the chiyuvim of Purim Rishon on Purim Sheni on Purim Rishon, there's a tzad already yaitza, and if you're already yaitza, you can't do it again on Purim. So can you imagine? Says the Sfas Samas is going to come out if you have a mishdan on Purim Katan, and then comes Purim regular and other Sheni, and you have Mikra Megillah, and you want to go home. You could wash and have a meal, but there's no mitzvah. You already got the mitzvah in Adar Rishon. He says Lefiza Efsher Dei Nochan Lasis Sudas Purim Ba Adar Echad. You're gonna patter yourself. Shia Iker. Rak boyfin shlaychav and lifter mitzvah sudas purim. Says this last time, if you want to be yaitza, you're gonna have to have something like e kavana, opposite kavana. That I want to have kavana lehepach, not to be yaitza. But again, this last time is raising a problem potentially that if I'm gonna fulfill any of the mitzvahs, that maybe it's a tzad of yaitza and adar rishon. So if I fulfill the mishnah adar rishon, if I do only a quasi meal, I might be yaitza. Comes along adar sheni, I want to have a festive meal. I mean, you can always have a party, but you're not going to get the mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah. So that's why someone says there's a problem here, and therefore don't have kavana when you have a suda. Okay, we're going to pause there for station identification, and we'll continue Be'ez Hashem for a curveball. We're going to change the tone. Don't worry, Be'ez Hashem after the food comes out. I'm not sure where it is. Okay, welcome back. Here we go. So on the next page, up to page 3, we have two chsam ciphers, which are really one of the same. One chsam cipher is in the back on the Haggais on the Gemara and Megillah, and one's in Shuvis. There's one of the landmark Shuvis of the chsam ciphers are Chaim Simon Reish Ches. It's a long tshuva to the Maritz Chiyas, which Maritz Chiyas basically bombards the chsam cipher with a question on every single topic under the sun possible to man. And the chsam cipher gives him a short cryptic answer, or not, some of them are longer, but answers, there's like, I don't know, 50 or so topics in one tshuva. And so in the middle over there, I'm just going to talk about, mix them both together, the Haggah and the tshuva. He discusses the idea that is based on the idea of the Rishayim. The Ramban tells us that anytime a Klal Yisrael, or even an individual, but more Klal Yisrael, is zaycha to a nes that's, you know, on a grand scale, that obligates us on a level of chiyuv of midaraisa to have some level of haidah. Let's discuss it. It says this. I'm going to read a little bit inside from where it's number 8 in the Tshuvas Chsam Sefer. U'mashakasav de Purim v'chanukah v'chol yimei megillas tainis la'asai zeichel aneis mi'ovas l'chaim hu daraisa mamish mikav v'choymer. He's referring to the Gemara in Yudal. The Gemara in Yudal of Megillah tells us that Rishu ben Karcha says u'mamei avdus l'cheilis amrid on shiur, just like when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. From Avdus, we went to Cheres. We said Shira, we misa l'chaim l'kol shekain. So when Purim, so we were saved. We were gepaskin for misa by the Gezeres Haman, and we got saved. So that's a kavachaimer. A kavachaimer is one of the shloish shesha midoy shatayin nedrashes ben. Meaning, kavachaimer has a din of a din daraisa, and therefore it would come out that the obligation to have hoidah on Purim should be chiv daraisa. The idea that the Yom Tov obviously is not in the Torah, the days of Purim happened between the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, but the concept should be a biblical concept that we're mechuyev in Halal v'Haidah. We come welcome. Hainu Lasa says Chassam Sofer. That's Lasa Shum Zeichel Neis. The Chiyuv Daraisa is fulfilled by doing something that's going to remember the Neis. Aval Echos V'Kamas Hazikaran. The exact parameters of how one's going to carry it out. The details. Humidurabonon. Kigoyin Kriyas HaMegillah V'Shloach Manas. The Chiyuv to read the Megillah on Purim. The Chiyuv to send V'Shloach Manas. V'Ad Lakas Neres B'Chanukah. Or to light the Menorah. Hakol Midurabonon. Aval Lasa Shum Zeicha Ketzas. To do something. The first Chassam Sofer lays down this yisoid that the concept of Halav Vaidah, or the concept of ushering the day in Hesped V'tainis, is going to be Midaraisa. Even though it's post Torah, so to speak, it's times of, it's an ace of Purim, or it's an ace of Chanukah, with Man Bayis, but since that was a tremendous Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, that requires us to have this chiyuv midin kavachaymer. So therefore, that's going to require us midaraisa to have some level of what we'll call a yontif, a quasi yontif. The details of that is going to be midrabanan, mikra megillah, Chanukah, etc. Says the Chassam Sofer further, b'zenis yashivli, that's why I can, with this concept, with this idea, I can explain the following. B'svar lesser, b'hesped b'tainis, b'yidav b'tezvav adushin. Now with this I can understand why Chazal asserted hesped b'tainis on Purim Kotan, mimonav shach. He says, first of all, why would we do that? Ein oisin oisin Purim mamish, ma'in lesser, b'hesped b'tainis. Is it Purim or isn't it Purim? We didn't really discuss this question before, but when did Purim really happen? Did Purim happen in a non-leap year, or did Purim happen in a leap year? Bavli doesn't say. Yerushalmi seems to imply, we didn't speak this out before, but it's telling you, Yerushalmi seems to imply it happened in Adar Rishon, except that the Mefarshim on Yerushalmi learned Yerushalmi to say Adar Sheni, but there's a hard, Yerushalmis are often hard to read, so it's not clear what Yerushalmi means, but Yerushalmi seems to imply that it happened in Shana Mubaris. So if it did happen in Shana Mubaris, what are we celebrating? Let's celebrate the day it happened. So he says, "Hinei belav ha'chinami tzarich iyan ma'ro be'emes l'kfaya purim sheni." Mishum mesmach gula gulav. Pektach sam soifer. I don't understand. We ended off the Gemara before. Machlekes Rablaz Rabbi Yosi and Shimon Gamliel was tully in the svara. What's more important, ein ma'virin al mitzvus or mesmach gula gula? The Gemara seemed to say that mesmach gula gula is more important. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's not true. We find in other areas of halacha the ein ma'virin al mitzvus trumps. He brings the famous Machlekes Radvaz, Chacham Tzvi, and others. About the idea of someone, let's say, is in jail. That's the shayla they're talking about. And he has one day of the year to get out of jail and go down with a minion, let's say, right? So does he pick Yom Kippur? Or does he pick the next day, whatever day it is, to get out? So, machloikis. How do we paskin? We paskin, you go the next day, because Eimar Vienam, it's just, don't delay. Even though Yom Kippur, you'll get the holiest day of the year, you'll be able to go to shul. But if you're going to wait till then, or Sukkot, you'll get a Luv Nesu, you wait till then, you're going to be over this idea of Ein Ma'avirin Al Mitzvah. So we see Ein Ma'avirin Al Mitzvah usually trumps. So Frektach Sam Sofer, why over here are we saying Mitzvah Gula Gula wins? So he says the next paragraph on the left comment says, Miu L'zei Yesh Leimar, Davka B'mitzvah Shekfar Mutlo Lov, if there's a specific obligation of what to do, Yesh L'Zaris L'Haktim L'Hamtan, you should carry it out and not tarry. But we have this mitzvah that we have some obligation hanging on us. But the details of it, we weren't obligated in yet. Meaning, Purim is a mitzvah, is a two-part mitzvah, says the Chassam Sofer. It's like tzvei dinim in Purim. There's the essence of Purim, which is to be makir toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the nace that happened. So that we're going to celebrate on a Daraisa level on a regular year, it comes at the same time. But says the Chassam Sofer, in a leap year, that is going to be celebrated in Adar Rishon. The details of what to do, the Maisei HaMitzvah, then we'll use the Sfar of Mismach Gula Gula to tell us we should do the details in Adar Sheni. Then we have a choice. So we're going to try to, so to speak, be Mekai in both aspects, says the Chassam Sofer. The concept of Ein Ma'avirin Al Mitzvahs will fulfill in Adar Rishon with the idea of having Isser Behesped of Etainis because it's a quasi yontif and that's a Chiv Daraisa, even though, again, it's a funny thing. It's a Daraisa to be Mekayim a day which happened post Torah, right? Post Torah time, whatever you want to call it, right? After Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. But at the same time, the mitzvahs of the Hayyim are going to do it on Adar Sheni because that's Mismach Gula Gula. And Kain B'chuyav, he says later in the paragraph, Lasses Miyad Ba'adar Rishon Meshomein Revila Mitzvahs, Ach Mashai Safnu Anachnu Megillah V'simcha Mashalach Manas, that we can choose the second Adar to do that. So again, bottom line, according to Sam Sefer, there's two dinim in Purim. In a regular year, it's all combined in one day. But in Hashanah Muberes, we have the opportunity to split it. And the first part of Purim is we'll borrow a concept from Yom Kippur. It's the Itzum Shel Yom. The essence of the day of Purim is to be Makir Tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Nes, and that we're going to fulfill in Purim Katan. That's the idea of Aser Behesped of Etainis. The idea of the mitzvahs Hayyim, the details of Megillah, Mishloach Manas, etc., we'll do that in Purim Sheni or Nadar Sheni because that's Mitzvah Gula L'Gula. So Frekt Arugas HaBaisim, who was a Rav in Hungary before the war, he says, I don't understand. Where are we fulfilling the Daraisa? According to the Chassam Sofer, there's a Daraisa here. So again, like we said before, Shavla Taisav, I'm sitting home today and I'm not going to the funeral chapel. Okay, that's nice, but I don't, Baruch Hashem, I don't go to the funeral chapel every day. So where do I see a kiyum of the Daraisa by not going and not fasting today? I don't fast usually every day. Maybe some tzaddikim who usually fast, they won't fast today. Great. But for the Hamayinam, who doesn't fast every day, where are they seeing a kiyum? says that Rugas Abaisim, so that's Pshat in the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid, why is Ramah ending off Shulchan Aruch? He should be Machmir. Because this idea of the Chassam Sofer, that there is an idea to have a Kiyum on a Daraisa level of some level of Simcha. We're not going to require you on to the utmost to do it, because that's going to come in Adar Sheni, because Mismach Gula Gula. But to have some quasi level Simcha, quasi level of a Mishta to fulfill that on Adar Rishon, that's the Ramah of V'toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. As I said, Rugas Abaisim. Now, comes along the Sefer Yisrael Legeffen, that's a contemporary author, his name is Rabbi Scheinfeld, he lives in Meisharim, I don't know who he is, but he wrote dozens of Svarim, big time Chacham, he sits and writes Svarim all day, I guess, and in his Kuntres on Chanukah and Purim, he says as follows, what's the halach on Purim Katan night? Is there anything to have a Suda or not? Fast forward, a regular Purim, Purim Adar Sheni, we know the halach is you don't have to have a Suda. It's nice to be marbek, tzas b'suda, but the ikar, if you have a Suda at night, Purim night, you're not yet to the mitzvah. The ikar Suda of Purim has to be dafka by day. He says, avalofiyani is daiti, the fin mashana kasafti la'el, which we then quote here, but it's basically the concept of the Chassam Sofer. That idea of Purim Katan is that there's an itzumu shel yoyim aspect. There's a daraisa level that we have to be makir the nes, yesh laim lehepech. The Purim Gadol shasuda lekvayt ha'ara ha'miyuchedah shemezgadeh mitzvah sayayim. That's a little Kabbalistic, but the idea is that the ikar, the suda there, was a takana derabbanan, like mikra megillah, etc. Memela zman adafka b'yoyim. That's what Chazal said it should be, achashakai mitzvah sayayim. It's tzibundin together. It goes together with the other mitzvahs of the day. But on Purim Katan, according to Chassam Sofer, what are we celebrating? We're celebrating the concept of the Itzume Shal Yoyim. And that starts like any Yontif at night. And therefore, Ein Hevdo by Laila Yoyim. And therefore, he says there's no distinction. Therefore, it should be an Inyan to have a Suda at night. I want to stay one step further. Based on the Sfas Emes, we should dafka have a Suda by night. Because according to the Sfas Emes, he raised a question, which was hard fully to understand in my limited understanding, but he raised the problem of potentially having a big Suda tomorrow, because maybe you're going to be Yaitza, and you're going to miss out on Adar Sheni. But if you have tonight, then the Kulei Alma, it's good. Side according to the Chassam Sofer, because this is the Etzem Yontif of Purim, is the day itself, not the day, so I don't mean the daytime hours, I mean the day starting at the night, and according to this idea of Oyser the Geffen, Lamaisa, he says, you can fulfill it at night, and it'll be yoy to the kol days. It also fits in very well, because this year it's Erev Shabbos, and Rav Chaim Falagi writes, in Moy L'Kol Chaya, to be careful, and Purim Katan falls on a Friday, not to have too much of a Suda on Friday, because you have an issue of having too much Suda on Friday going into Shabbos, that's a concern. He forgot to mention this idea that you should really do it at night. I think it fits in very well. That's why we have the food tonight. Thank you very much, the Kailo, for supplying this food. Now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal brings from the Stipler, and it's also an Archas Rabbeinu. He says, what does it mean to be marbek tzatzu? It doesn't mean you have to wash. Just means to be marbek tzatzu means to have a little more food than you usually have during the rest of the year. So that's why we didn't have hamaiti tonight. You don't have to have hamaiti. Just having an extra wafer together with a little pulled beef and some chalent, l'chari yoy to the inyan. Going to the Stipler, Reb Chaim writes that the Stipler was makvid every Rosh Chodesh, the whole year, to drink a little bit of wine, to be the kind of idea of that you should have something special on Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh Adar, on Purim Katan, and Rosh Chodesh Adar Arishan, he would drink a little more wine than regular. It doesn't say exactly the measurements, but let's just say he usually drank a pachas meravias, he'd have a shayla of maybe dafka revias, he should have a shayla of al gefen. So he drank maybe revias and a half, you know, something a little bit more to be right to the idea of being a marbek tzas. Again, you don't have to wash necessarily, but this idea, and the way we're saying it now, I think it's very geschmack. It's dafka should be at night, so you don't have the sfas emes is concerned, and you can be kind of the mitzvah. You don't have to worry about going into Erev Shabbos, having a suda tomorrow at 1 o'clock. You're going to forget, you're going to have some big meal, and you're not going to eat the suda on Shabbos. That's a problem, and therefore, Yashikayach to the Kailo, we had a lot of food tonight. Okay, now to segue into the next chelik. So we had the Ramah ending off with Toivlev Mishta Tabid. There's a lot of Torah on this idea that the Ramah brings with Toivlev Mishta Tabid. I want to start first with the in the spirit of Purim Torah. Maybe Mila de B'chuso. We have tied also into the Parsha. We have beginning of the Parsha this week into Tzaveh. The Pasuk says, the Halais Ner Tamid, right? That we have to keep the Menorah lit at all time. Rashi says, what's the taich of Tamid? Zok Rashi, Tamid, a kol laila v'laila kari Tamid. Every single night is called Tamid. That's how Pshat and Tamid is. When it could be there a moment, he says, v'toyv leiv mishta tamid means, yedanach, the person has to drink. Okay, that was the Purim Torah. But what's Pshat and toyv leiv mishta tamid? Says the Birke Yosef, it's gebracht in the Shari Tshuva, he says, he says, if you look back in the beginning of Aruch Chaim, 697 Simonim earlier in Siman Aleph, the Ramah starts with the famous phrase from Tehillim, Pasuk, Shavisi Hashem l'negdi Samid. How does Ramah conclude? 697 97 chapters later, after going through a whole life and the whole day, I should say, of a Yid and every part of the calendar day, how he should act, the last words of Ramah V'Toyvlev Mishnah Tov, it says the Chidah, these are the two bookends of a Yid's life. How a Yid starts his day, how a Yid ends his day, how a Yid lives his life, is always balancing these two Tamidin, the Shnai Tamidin, also this week's Parsha, the Karmat Tamid, always balancing the every aspect of life, of figuring out the Shvisa Hashem Negdi Summit, always keeping our Yir HaShemayim on the front burner, in the front of our head, but at the same time, Toivlev Mishnah Tov, never to lose sight of serving Hashem B'Simcha and having a Geshmak in Mitzvahs. That's the Birkei Yosef. Comes along the Nefesh Chai, which was a Reuven Margolius Zatzal, and I saw it's also in the name of Rabbi Kiveger, but I didn't see it inside Rabbi Kiveger. He says the Gaval Gedeher. He says in the beginning of that's source number 12, black letters, he's quoting the Taz and the Ramah, and then he says, what's the hint? There's a code happening here, says Reuven Margolius. Remez Rabbeinu b'Signoina HaMezukok, the Ramah is hinting to us a very deep secret here. Taisus Megillah says, we start off with before, says the riata of the Mishnah is mashmakein, meaning the simple reading of the Mishnah is mashma, that a person should have a suda, a mishnah, on Purim Rishon, right? Only difference was Megillah and Matan Sefeinu is Purim Sheni, in Adar Sheni. And Taisus says, but the Gemara is not mashna, because the Gemara says hespatanis. But Taisus moves away by from the Gemara, and we know Taisus ended off saying, don't have a Mishnah. But again, Taisus speaks out, the deek of the Mishnah is to say you should have a Mishnah. The Zoi says, "Rabbi Margolius, see him haramah b'toyv leiv mishta tami." He brings this pasuk. Why? Because the Gemara in Baba Basra on Kufim Heyam Ibeis says, brings this pasuk in Mishlei. The beginning of the pasuk, the reisha of the Kra in Mishlei is, "Kol yimei ani royim." All the days of an ani are hard, are challenging. The Gemara says, "Who is that referring to?" Zeb Bal Talmud. That's someone who learns Gemara. V'toyv leiv mishta tami. Someone who's always in good spirits. Says the Gemara, "Who's that?" Zeh Baal Mishnah. That's what Zeir is member there, that someone who learns Mishnayah, so to speak, has an easier life because he's not always working on the depths of understanding of everything. So he's more on a surface level. Someone who's always fatracht, very deep in all the understandings of all the Mishnayahs, is having a hard life, says the Gemara. The Gemara brings other drashas to that, but that's the Gemara, that's what Zeir is drasha. Says Reuven Margolius, for Kivan Shu Baal Mishnah, so someone who's a Toiv Lev Mishnah Tamid is someone who learns Mishnayahs. Says the Ramah, v'toyv leiv mishnah tamid, look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Pashas like Taisus, to what? To have a Suda, right? To the Magamba Adarishan, who toyv leiv mishnah tamid. So Ramah is hinting to us, that Gemara and Ba'abasa says the Reuven Margolius, that implies that if you look at the Mishnah, you should have a Suda. If you look at the Gemara, it's you having a bitter life. Okay. Says the Shari Tshuva in source 13, which the beginning of the Shari Tshuva, it's a very long Shari Tshuva, the beginning quotes the that Pirkei Yosef we quoted before. Then he says a cute remez, which I forgot to put in here. He says there's a remez that the phrase Mishta Toiv, to have a good party, is Gematria Adarishan. It's a Gematria of 762. So to have a good party in Adarishan is the same Gematria. So that's a nice remez of those like Gematrias. But then he says a little more, the Shtarkai, he says, Oidev Shaloi Marlefimash Kasafti Leel, that which we said before in the Ramah writes in Hilchas Chanukah, Sheyesham Sheish Kasas Mitzvah Ribas Sudas. The Ramah says, there are those who hold as a mitzvah to have a Suda on Chanukah. V'noi Giloim Azmiris V'Sushpachas V'Sudas Shemar B'mehem, V'Oz have a Sudas Mitzvah. How do you turn it into a Sudas Mitzvah on Chanukah? You sing songs for Chanukah, you sing Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say Devei Torah, U'Misham Nilmad, says the Shari Tshuva from that Ramah and Hilchas Chanukah, you can borrow the same concept to here. If you want to be machmir and have a suda on Purim Katan, don't forget, we should make sure to sing Zmiris Fishers Bachash as Bevadehu Sudas Mitzvah. Then we're going to turn to Sudas Mitzvah. That's why the Ramah concludes with Toiv Lev Mishnah Tamid, because he brings the Gemara, how we know Shir Minatayra Minayin, etc. And he goes on to explain from other places in Chazal this idea. And also, of course, it fits into the idea of Pekudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilev, that, of course, the words of Torah are make us excited and happy. And with this, says the Shari Tshuva, we can fulfill Yatzeis Kol Hadeis, we have the food, we have the Torah, and then for everyone to stick around, we can have a little Zmiris, Yashkarichem for coming, and that's Pshat and Freilich and Tamid we start off with, to Mekayim this Tamid of the Ramah.